Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble Prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. The merits of Salah. What are the merits of Salah? First, Salah refrains from evil. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ankabut in chapter 29 verse 45 أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, the Quran, and perform as-salah, establish the prayers, because verily, as-salah, the prayer, prevents from al-fahsha, the great sins of every kind, unlawful sexual intercourse, and so forth. And al-munkar involves shirk, disbelief, every kind of evil. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ And the remembering, praising of you by Allah in front of the angels is greater indeed than your remembering, praising Allah in your prayers. And Allah knows what you do. Secondly, the prayer is the best of deeds after the testimony of faith. Secondly, the prayer is the best of deeds after the testimony of faith. Because of the hadith of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ I asked the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَيُّ الْعَمَلِ أَفْضَلْ Which of the deeds is best? He said, الصَّلَاةُ لِوَقْتِهَا Salah on its prescribed time. Then I said, ثُمَّ أَيُّ Then what's next? He said, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ Being dutiful to the parents. Then I said, ثُمَّ أَيْ Then what is next? He said, الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Striving in the battlefield. Fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, the salah wipes out sins. The salah wipes out sins. It due to the hadith of Jabir, who said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مثل الصلوات الخمس كمثل نهر غمر على باب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات. The similitude of five prayers is like the overflowing river passing the gate of one of you in which he washes five times daily. And in one narration, anything of filth remains. Fourthly, it expiates sins. It expiates sins. Due to the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salawatu al-khams, wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah, wa ramadan ila ramadan, mukaffiratun ma baynahun, idha ijtunibat al-kaba'ir. The five prayers, and Friday prayer to the next Friday prayer, and Ramadan to the next of Ramadan, to the next Ramadan, are expiators for sins committed between their intervals, if provided that the major sins are avoided. And this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. The salah is a light for the believer in this life and the hereafter. The evidence is in the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he one day mentioned the salah, أنه ذكر الصلاة يوما فقال من حافظ عليها كانت له نورا وبرهانا ونجاة يوم القيامة. Whoever keeps them, adheres to them, then the salah will be for him a light and a proof and deliverance on the day of resurrection. And وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا, and whoever does not do so, does not keep them, does not adhere to them, لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ نُور, he will have no light, وَلَا بُرْهَان, nor a proof, وَلَا نَجَا, nor deliverance, وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and on the day of resurrection he will be with مَعَ قَارُون, with قَارُون and Firaun, and the Firaun, and Haman, and Ubay bin Khalaf. This is reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and by Ad-Darimi, and Al-Imam Al-Munziri said that Ahmad narrated it with good chain of narration. And in the hadith of Abi Malik Al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, وَالصَّلَاةُ نُور, that the Prophet ﷺ said, and the salah is light. And due to the hadith of Buraydah, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that he said, بشر المشائين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة. Give good tidings to those who walk to the mosques in darkness for having a perfect light on the day of resurrection. And this is reported by Abi Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it because of other supporting evidences. The sixth merit, through Salah, Allah lifts the person to higher degrees and takes off sins from him. This is due to the hadith of Thawban, servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, advising and admonishing him, عَلَيْكَ بِكَفْرَةِ السُّجُودِ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةً إِلَّا رَفَعَكَ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَحَطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئَةً. Make abundant prostrations, for you don't prostrate to Allah a single prostration except that Allah lifts you higher, to a higher degree, and then he will take off from you a sin. This hadith is reported by Muslim. The seventh merit of Salah, it is from the greatest causes for entrance to paradise to be with the company of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Because of the hadith of Rabi'a bin Ka'b al-Aslami, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتيته بوضوئه وحاجته. I was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one night, so I brought for him his water to make the wudu and whatever he asked, whatever he needed. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asked me and told me, سل, ask of anything. فقلت, I replied, أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة, I ask that I be your company in paradise. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَوَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. Other than that, I said, هُوَ ذَاكَ. It is that I request. قال, the Prophet ﷺ replied, فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Then help me to achieve this for you by devoting yourself often in prostration. The eighth benefit, walking to establish the salah lifts the person to a higher degree and then takes off from him a sin. This is to the hadith, due to the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever does his purification at home, then walks to one of the houses of the, to one house of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to perform one obligatory prayers from those ordained by Allah, then his steps, one of them will take off for him a sin and the other lift him one degree in highness. Ninth merit, Allah will prepare for him who goes to the mosque every morning and in the afternoon an honorable place in paradise. This is the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, an agreed upon hadith related by Abi Hurairah. من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا أو راح. So there will be good hospitality for what he has done every morning and afternoon going for the establishment of the prayers. So hospitality will be prepared for him in paradise. Tenth merit, between the salah and the next salah, between the salah and the next following salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the person. This is due to the hadith of Uthman, which is in Sahih Muslim. Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, لا يتوضأ رجل مسلم فيحسن الوضوء. No Muslim performs his wudu correctly. فيصلي صلاة, then he offers one prayer, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive for him that which he may have sinned between that prayer and the next one. The 11th merit, it expiates sins before it. Again, due to the hadith of Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no Muslim who is to establish one of the prescribed prayers and prepares his good wudu for it and goes in a state of tranquility therein in the salah and he correctly performs the ruku', except that it expiates the sins before that salah, as long as he does not bring forth a major sin. And this to hold at all times. And this to hold at all times. The 12th merit of salah, the angels make salah on the person performing the salah, as long as he is in place, he is in his place waiting for salah. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they agreed upon hadith, salatu al-rajuli fi jama'a tazidu ala salatihi fi baytih. The prayer of the man in jama'a, in congregation, is more valuable than his salah in his home, and his salah in the market more valuable, 20 degrees more valuable, 24 درجه. That is because for when he performs the wudu and performs it right, then he goes to the mosque. لا ينهزه إلا الصلاة, لا يريد إلا الصلاة. He intends only to perform the salah. فلم يخطو خطوة إلا رفع له بها درجة. No step he will take except that it will lift him a higher degree and will take off from him a sin which he committed. حتى يدخل المسجد, until he enters the mosque. فإذا دخل المسجد كان في الصلاة ما كانت الصلاة تحبسه. Then he is in salah as long as he is held therein to perform the salah. والملائكة يصلون على أحدكم ما دام في مجلسه. And the angels invoke blessings and forgiveness on the person in his majlis, in his sitting place. الذي صلى فيه, where he conducts the worship of prayer, saying, اللهم ارحمه, O Allah have mercy on him, اللهم اغفر له, O Allah forgive him, اللهم تب عليه, O Allah pardon him, ما لم يؤذي فيه, as long as he doesn't do any harm therein, ما لم يحدث فيه, as long he does not nullify his ritual purification, meaning as long as his ablution is not broken. And this is an agreed upon hadith. 13. Waiting for salah is ribatun fi sabilillah. Waiting for salah is ribat fi sabilillah. What is ribat? Ribat meaning remaining alert and watched and watchful. Ribat meaning remaining alert and watchful for the, or on the frontiers against the attack of the enemies. This is the ribat. And here it means حبس النفس على الطاعات المشروعة. Here it means keeping oneself adhering to the prescribed acts of worship or of obedience. This is due to the hadith of Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات. Shouldn't I suggest to you that by which Allah obliterates the sins and elevates the ranks of a man? They said, Yes, O Messenger of Allah. قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. قال إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره. Performing the ablution thoroughly despite the odds, the hardships, you know, whether it's cold and so forth. وكثرة الخطى إلى المساجد, and transversing of more paces towards the mosques. وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة, and waiting for the next prayer after observing a prayer. فذلكم الرباط. This is the ribat. This is the ribat. This is keeping oneself adhering to the prescribed act of obedience. And this hadith is reported by Muslim. The 14th merit. The reward of the one who goes for salah is like the reward of one performing the hajj in a state of ihram. Due to the hadith of Abi Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من خرج من بيته متطهرا إلى صلاة مكتوبة فأجره كأجر الحاج المحرم. whoever goes from his house intending while in a state of purity, intending to conduct and perform one of the prescribed prayers, then his reward is that of similar to that of the reward of the Hajj in his state of Ihram. وَمَنْ خَرَجَ إِلَى تَسْبِيحِ الضُّحَى لَا يَنْصُبُهُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ فَأَجْرُهُ كَأَجْرِ الْمُعْتَمِرِ. And whoever goes to the mid-morning prayer, takes the trouble for this purpose, then أَجْرُهُ, then his reward is to that of the one performing Umrah. And وَصَلَاتٌ عَلَى إِثْرِ صَلَاةٍ, and a salah followed by another salah, لا لغو بينهما, with no words, worldly talk during the go between, كتاب في عليين, then this will be recorded in عليين, in high place in heaven. 15. Whoever goes for the salah and he misses it, while he is from the people of Salah, those who are adherent to the Salah, then he will acquire the reward like those who attended it. This is in the hadith reported by Abi Dawood. And as Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah considered it hasan, considered it sahih, authentic. The hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said that the Prophet said, من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء, whoever performs and perfects the wudu, the ritual purification, ثم راح فوجد الناس قد صلوا, then he goes to pray but he finds the people had already prayed, أعطاه الله عز وجل مثل أجر من صلاها وحضرها لا ينقص ذلك من أجرهم شيئا. Allah will reward him the reward of those who prayed, who attended it, and the reward of those who attended it will not be curtailed. And the reward who attended it will not be curtailed. Sixteen. Whoever purifies himself the ritual purification and goes to do the salah, then he is in salah until he returns. ويكتب له ذهابه ورجوعه, then his going and coming will be written for him in reward. This is due to the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا توضأ أحدكم في بيته, if any one of you performs the ritual purification at home, ثم أتى المسجد, then he goes to the mosque, كان في صلاة حتى يرجع, then he is in salah until he returns, فلا يقول هكذا وشبك بين أصابعه, but he shouldn't do, and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clasped his hands with the fingers interlaced, meaning he shouldn't do this type of act, types of movement, not to clasp his hands with the fingers interlaced on his going nor on his coming, and of course during his stay. These are some of the merits, 15 merits on the merits of Salah. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.